The broker working for and with the seller. Listings are the key to success in real estate. The logic behind this statement is that listings are selling while agents are looking for more listings. Generally, sellers will research several real estate professionals before selecting an agent to list their property. A competent agent will list and sell a client's property. An exceptional agent will list and sell a client's property while educating the client on the transaction process. An outstanding agent will be there every step of the way to answer questions and ensure that the process progresses smoothly. It is important to remember that the seller is a customer or in a third-party relationship with the broker until they become a client. Therefore, the license holder should present and explain the information about brokerage services form before beginning the listing presentation. Explain to the seller that the two of you are not in an agency agreement and that they should not share information with you that could be detrimental to their position. Questions like, "Why are you selling?" are inappropriate until you have established an agency relationship. Advise all potential sellers of the broker's opinion of the property's market value. The seller may want to list the property at a price greater than or less than the broker's opinion of value. Arrive at the opinion of value by completing a comparative market analysis, CMA. The license holder should explain the CMA and the rationale for selecting data for comparison with the seller. Provide the seller with a copy of all documents needed to complete the listing file. Explain the fees to the seller. Broker compensation is usually a percentage of the sales price, but may be a flat dollar amount. The fee may also be a combination of a percentage and a flat dollar amount. Explain to the seller how the fee is calculated and under what circumstances it will be earned and payable. Discuss cooperation with other brokers. At the same time, the pros and cons of subagency should be discussed to determine if it should be allowed. Discuss and determine the fee paid to a subagent if the property is to be offered for subagency. Will it be the same as or less than the fee offered to a buyer's agent? Clearly explain the firm's advertising policy and discuss possible expanded advertising programs, if available. Discuss the pros and cons of intermediary and obtain written consent to practice intermediary if authorized. Obtain written consent to place a sign and lockbox on the property, if applicable. Explain the process of scheduling appointments in your office. In some markets, cooperative agents call the listing office to schedule an appointment. In other markets, the cooperative agent calls the seller directly to schedule an appointment. Brokerages in some larger markets may utilize an appointment service. Summary of services for the seller. Comparing properties for current market value, CMA. Saving sellers valuable time with professional sales force. Advertising in mass media, print, internet, social media, flyers, etc. Promoting the property to over 90% of area real estate agents through the MLS. Promoting the property to other agents and companies. Holding an open house for agents to preview the property. Holding a public open house. Recording all showings and responses and giving timely feedback to the seller. Highlighting key features of the property for marketing purposes. Presenting and negotiating the contract with impersonal reflection by the agent, unless asked otherwise. Explaining the standard contracts to protect the seller's interest, if the agent is representing the seller only. Offering negotiation skills that best suit the seller's needs. Preparing closing cost estimate, showing seller's net. Ensuring the buyer is qualified by a residential mortgage loan officer. Maintaining contact with all players in the closing process. Following up with inspection and repair timeframes per contract. Delivering a weekly progress form to sellers via email or mail. Giving confidence to the seller. Closing at the time of greatest interest. Tips for working with the seller. Know your audience. Real estate agents should always know their audience in advance and prepare for any eventuality. If presenting to a seller belonging to an older generation, be prepared to present using more traditional methods, i.e., hard copies. When working with members of the younger generation, use technology with which they are familiar. If using technology during a listing presentation, have a backup plan in case something goes wrong. Be on time. On time means 15 minutes early. A real estate agent can always sit out front and make phone calls or drive the area to see if any new FSBOs or new listings have come on the market. Meet and greet, but be brief. This meeting is a business call, as are all listing presentations. Remember, the sellers have requested the services of an agent in their home to discuss a business proposition, not for a social event. Stay focused on the business. Travel light. Only bring into the home those items necessary to conduct a presentation. These items could include a laptop, presentation book, and other support materials. Ask for permission to be open and honest. This request is powerful and should be presented at the beginning of the home tour. The sellers will, in all likelihood, conduct the tour. This question and the answer can lead to strong trust building. Consider making this question a part of the presentation. Handle suggestions and negative features with humor. Humor can get us out of and keep us out of sticky or sensitive situations. Most people are all right with some humor. Humor is human. Ask about exclusions. Failure to discuss exclusions with the seller could be a costly mistake that can affect an agent's purse or wallet. The issue of exclusions is one of the top five problem areas residential agents encounter, both before contracting and after closing and funding. Probing questions and comments lead to in-depth answers. These types of questions, comments, and answers can help establish a true professional and differentiate one agent from all others. It is not good enough to prove we are as good as when we have the opportunity to prove we are the best. Differentiation does not have to be expensive, and it is not always something big. Most points of differentiation are, in fact, small but decisive. Take control and get down to business. When the tour is complete and it is time to discuss the marketing plan and price and compensation issues, take control. Taking control is a leadership attribute. It is time to get down to business. Present all agency law-related notices and disclosures, then get to work. Make sure there is a listing agreement on the table. Present the comparative market analysis, CMA, as briefly as possible. Get to the point, and the point is the price. Negotiating skills. Strong negotiating skills are developed over time, so classes and courses revolving around negotiation are essential. Real estate agents should sign up for these classes and courses where they can learn these vital skills and techniques from the best in the business. Many agents discover that negotiating has become one of their favorite real estate sales and marketing activities.